some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. It's the Tuesday show, and for everybody who is going, well, isn't this the Monday show? Because we listened last night and there was no show. I need to let everybody know, if you didn't see my post on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio blew up last night. I don't know if it was literally or figuratively, but their entire phone system and computer systems were down. And so I'm trying to do the show, trying to call in, trying to get into the studio, trying to do all the things that I'm supposed to do. And Blog Talk's customer service is down because I think everybody's screaming and yelling at them, and they're like, ugh, we're just throwing in the towel. Couldn't dial into any of the numbers, couldn't dial into the guest number, couldn't dial into the secret Batline host number. And my guest, Kelly Zerbis, with Kelly's Lot, is trying frantically to dial in. We had this fantastic show planned last night. And while we, as I'm, you know, at least able to get into the computer screen to see them say, you know, we're having trouble with the phones, and we're going, no shit, Sherlock, we know that that's going on. Kelly and I are having this lovely conversation about, you know, the event and how much fun it's going to be and all the cool stuff that we had planned to talk about. So very quickly, last night we had Kelly with Kelly's Lot. They are having their 20th anniversary show this Saturday night at the Mayflower Club in Hollywood. Tickets are $10, and you also get a free CD. If you want to go, there's an event on Facebook. You can just, you know, sign up for that. But if you go to kellyslot.com, kellyslot.com, and get your ticket or tickets for the show, you also get a free CD for being a fan of Kelly's Lot. If you like blues music, if you like kind of, you know, rock and rolly, bluesy, you know, fun music that you can dance to. It's the kind of music you don't want to go honky-tonking to, drinking a beer and getting out on the dance floor. That is the type of music that Kelly's Lot is famous for playing worldwide. They've got a worldwide following and really, really cool local fan base out of Ventura, Malibu, and that area. So if you are interested in going this Saturday night, I'm going to be there with a camera. I'm going to be taking all kinds of pictures. Come say hi. We'll hang out. We'll maybe dance or something like that. But I want to let you know that we're really sorry. We really had a great show planned for you last night. I never not do a show, and that's what happened. So on behalf of, you know, Kelly and myself, we appreciate your patience, and go see the show on Saturday. Tonight we're going to have artist Randy Bernard. He's going to be joining us in just a couple of moments. He's kind enough to be on hold with me right now while I kind of do the roadmap for the entire week, which I usually do on Monday's show. Tomorrow night we have psychic Rebecca Fisk. I'm going to tell you, as my secret Tuesday night audience, if you want to call and ask Rebecca a question, she's been named one of the top 50 psychics in the United States for 2015, an honor indeed. But as such, she also has a huge following that finds her whenever she's on the show here. If you would like to call in, I'm telling you the Tuesday night secret right now. Call in at 6:45, 15 minutes before the show starts. That will put you ahead of everybody else, because I really just take the calls in the order that they come in. I don't play favorites when it comes to the guests when they come on and they have people wanting to ask them questions and stuff. So call in 15 minutes early if you've got a question about love, your car, your job, your spouse, your baby daddy, whatever the case may be. Rebecca will give you some insight. You might not like what she tells you, but she just tells you what she sees. And she has I call her a fun guest. All of my fun guests have different ways that they share their talents with the world. But what Rebecca does is she actually, you know, she gets the, you know, like the first name. That's all she wants. You don't even have to say, well, let me describe the situation, because more information is not, less information is better. You say, I want to know about my job or whatever. And then these like motion pictures appear in her, you know, third eye or in her brain, and that she just relays that information to you. It's really quite fascinating. So if you'd like to be in the call queue, 6:45 is the time tomorrow night on Wednesday to call in. Thursday, we're going to be doing Super Gay Radio with Rob Watson. Rob is an award-winning journalist. He's also the host of a very popular Saturday night radio show called Out in Santa Cruz on KSCO1080AM.com. But Rob's going to come on and talk about some of the articles that he has written this month that have gone viral over the internet. He's kind of the founder of the, I guess it's like a gay dad's letter to, and then it's whatever, you know, cause of the week that he wants to shed light on. And last week he was on the front page of Yahoo News and the Huffington Post and everywhere. So anything that Rob tends to write tends to get picked up very quickly, and it goes everywhere, mainly because he writes from a point of common sense, which is, you know, fascinating in itself in these crazy journalistic times. And then on Friday, the Friday Day Dance Party, we're doing another Friday Dance Party at 9 a.m. this Friday with Jordan Adams. He is a UK sensation. You'll think of him, if you take a look at him, that he resembles like an 80s version of George Michael as far as like the Faith era, as far as the look goes. But he's got a fantastic voice. I've got two songs that I've been playing nonstop on my iPad and the iMac and blasting it through the house called Hold On. That's his current single, or the new single, so we're going to play that, of course. And then he has a new single also called, or say new, but this is the other one I've been listening to first. That's what got my attention. It's called Be My Love. He's got other music that I know that he sent me. I just have to go and figure out in my 8 million emails where it's at. But Jordan Adams will be my VIP special guest on the Friday Dance Party this Friday at 9 a.m. So tune in early for that. I want to give a couple of real quick shout-outs to people who are pinging me. I got Anthony in Long Beach. I've got Tony in Hackensack. We've got Mary Lou in Brisbane. I've got Rick up in Hollywood, Carol in Long Beach, Dean in Mesa, Matthew in Hollywood, Dennis, you're traveling this week. I think Dennis is in Memphis or Knoxville. He's somewhere back east. I saw some posts earlier. Booker is in Las Vegas. Mark is in Sydney. And Lori is in Cincinnati. So with that, we're going to bring Randy Bernard on. He's our VIP special guest star of the week. Randy, sorry to ramble a little bit like that, but I appreciate your patience, and thanks for coming back to the show. How have you been?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, Garrett?
Crazy and insane is how I'm doing, Randy. So you're going to be the voice of reason and talk to us about art tonight. So you were on the show
like
2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was about two years, what was it, 2012. We held the first annual Festival of Puzzles in St. Clairsville, Ohio, which was
pretty
much completely run by myself. You know, it was me, like, on foot. Like, yeah, you know, I had an idea. And I was like, you know what, we raised, like, $2,000 or more than $2,000 in, you know, gave it to the St. Clairsville High School Learning Disabled Department. It was pretty cool.
So when after you did that, did you get any feedback on what that $2,000 actually did for the school and the kids?
Yeah, man, we bought them a bunch of iPads.
How cool is that? So what?
Yeah, I was pretty scared. I didn't know what we were, because the truth is, like, you don't know what you're going to get until the end, and you do have up front. I mean, like, you know, I was investing a lot of my time, and the truth is, I was just doing it because I knew I could. You know what I mean? I didn't want anything. I was just having fun. I was like, you know what? I got food. I got water. I was like, they built this new little amphitheater in St. Clair's, which is awesome. It's all made of wood. My friend Phil from Hayes Landscape Architecture Place in town, architecture, they have a gallery there too. And I've shown my artwork at this gallery.
Nice.
So I can't have a relationship with them. They're really good people, but they do a lot of work around town. They actually put in a garden down in Wheeling, West Virginia, and they have a big sculpture of an elephant there, which is awesome. It's like steel or something. But, you know, I mean, we try to do as much as we can. There's, you know, a group of us that keep it happening, you know?
I love that. So because I'm going to be really dumb here, and I need to just tell you that up front. If you gave me an iPad and says, okay, now go create some art, I wouldn't have the faintest idea what to do. I can download my Clash of Clans and my Game of Thrones and my Marvel, and I have an iPad.
See, I guess the thing with iPads, and, you know, I really understand this, is just the fact of the sensitivity. You know, like, basically, it's you touch it with your fingers. It's a simple operation, and you get a reaction that can basically guide you anywhere. You can just click your finger and you can go anywhere. And so it's easy for them to understand, to actually express themselves through. And so that's why they really need them. I mean, it's one thing that's really helped them, but they're expensive. You know, I mean, it's a tool. It's not just a gadget or a gaming device.
Right.
And, you know, that's to be remembered. You know, that's something that's really important. I mean, you know, and money is hard to come by. I mean, everyone's good down to, you know, brass tacks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just was. And we're in Appalachia. I mean, Appalachia is by itself. I lived in Dayton, Ohio. I grew up in Dayton, Ohio. My dad and my family moved. My dad, my mother, you know, all of us, we all moved over to the eastern side of Ohio in St. Clairsville.
Okay.
And they were, you know, I guess, we had computers that had CD-ROMs. This was back in the 90s over in Dayton. When we moved, you know, you're later over to this side, they were still using floppy disk, you know. And
I
don't have an iPad myself. You know, I mean, this is, I'm like, well, this is weird. Like, okay, this is DOS system. What is this stuff?
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, just like the you know, the technological disadvantage that they have is not good, you know. And it's sad because the opportunity is being lost with that. Cause it's so, you know, everything's atrophied, you know, just so many possibilities, and it's kind of sad. But
we do our best, you know. I think it's great that you guys got iPads for everybody. So what kind of things do they actually do with the iPad, though, for, like, programming? Are you familiar with any of that?
You know, I really don't know how all of that works, to tell you the truth. I'm sure that the programs that they use, because they use them in the schools. I know they had, like, maybe one or two iPads, but we were able to buy two more.
Wow.
You know, and that you know, I let this, you know, they – I went in and I met the school teacher and some of the students, and they were showing me what they do. They actually run a little business in the school. They sell, I think lunch, like at lunchtime, you can actually call in and order some stuff. And they run the whole thing. It's pretty cool. So I was showing
nice.
Them. But, you know, honestly, I don't know. I don't even use
an
iPad. I don't have a smartphone. You know, you give me a brush and I can get you something out of it. You give me any instrument, I can probably get you something out of it. Like the show, man, one of my bands didn't show up, and I'm like sitting there like, what am I going to do? I got the Passages Brothers coming in an hour. I was like, Tim Olin, just play. We got an hour. So I ran uptown, grabbed my guitar, and jumped on stage and filled in. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, we got to keep this going. Like, you know, there's certain things I can do, but I'm honest about what I can't do. And what I can't do is a lot of the, you know, multimedia area.
Well, you know that I just had the Passages Brothers back on the show last week.
Did you really? You talked to me?
Yeah.
How are they doing?
They're doing great. They had they called it the Legends Concert this past Saturday night. And it's all kinds of crazy stuff. So if anybody wants to go back and listen to the interview with the Chrysagus Brothers, you can absolutely do that. It's from the August 10th. But just now that I got, you know, Randy here, we can have like old home week. But they were talking about a new TV show that they're going to start working on, where they're going to be like hosting the show. And, you know, some new music. I think they finished their Christmas album, so I told them we have to get them back on at Christmas time for that. So did I know that you played the guitar and sang? I don't think I did.
Well, I'll do whatever I can do. You know what I mean? Like, I can do. Like, I have all these ideas. I'll tell you what. I have all kinds of ideas, and I sit there and think, oh, man. You know, I look around, what I got. I got a stick and, like, some string and some rocks. I'm like, all right, like MacGyver, like, you know, all right. No, yeah, I try, but guitar, I'm okay with guitar. I can hang. I love Eric Clapton. You know, his kind of style, blues is what I like.
Did you teach yourself, or how did you learn?
I actually took lessons from a gentleman named Brian Vickers. He taught down at Moore's Music Emporium down in Bridgeport, Ohio.
So,
you know,
was
between
something
him,
that came
I took
to you, or was this, you know, something that ended up? Because for me, I admire you, Randy, for being able to pick up a guitar and going to take the lessons, and because I don't have the capacity to understand that type of stuff. I want to desperately, and I just fail miserably every time I pick up a guitar or do anything like that. And if you saw me hang, you know, pick up a guitar, you'd say, just put it down. You're trying too hard, and it looks bad.
I see. Well, I mean, like, if you want to do it, you're going to do it. You know what I mean? And you're going to come to these points where you have questions. And the quickest way to get the answer is to ask somebody who's already asked that question. You know what I mean? That's why I look, you know, that's why I went and I took lessons. Like, I stopped taking lessons and I went on my own route at that point in time. I learned by playing with other people and just, you know, diving into the world of music and embracing all the different styles, you know, respectively. But, you know, I think that can be – all that stuff is translated over to anything. I mean, if you are passionate about something, then do it. Because if you're that interested in it and you have those questions, then seek out the way that you're going to answer those quickly so then you can, you know, surpass that tier, you know, or whatever it is.
Yep.
The hurdle.
Now, I know you said you like Eric Clapton. Do you have other favorites that you either emulate or play covers of, or do you write your own music?
I always find a new favorite song, and I love that. It's always evolutionary, and I feel like that with, like I said, everything too. Like I get interested in something, so I jump into, especially styles with art, and I look back and I'm like, okay, well, I do things randomly because I'm in this modes or whatever you want to call. I guess that would be modes. I mean, getting into all the different stuff, and they all start to melt together. It's kind of, you know, you play music and you draw, and I'm thinking there's color, but I hear sounds, and it's you know, I don't know. I just do what I want to do at the moment when I'm inspired and I know that it's right. You know, you got to trust whatever it is, you know.
I love hearing that. Hey, everybody, we're talking to Randy Bernard. He is a talented artist, and now I'm finding out tonight, apparently, he's also a musician. But we're going to talk about his art in just a couple of minutes here, but if you want to visit his store, I've included a link on the show page for Rated G Radio tonight. However, if you're listening to the rebroadcast on YouTube or on Chat and Spin Radio or Westar Radio in the UK, you can visit Randy's website. It's www, of course. I don't know why anybody says that anymore because everybody knows. So it's bernardstore.com, B-E-R-N-A-R-D, store.com, bernardstore.com. So go there and you can see some examples of Randy's art. And I think I've put some of those pictures also in the visual display that's running through your computer right now if you're watching the show live. So that's very cool. So, okay, so musically, when you get ready to work on a song or hear a song, are you able to play by ear or do you have to like sit down and spend 7,000 hours, you know, learning the chords for a particular song before you go play it?
I think not any longer. It's quick because either, you know, there's a formula and I'm familiar with the shapes and the forms of whatever the structure is, and then you go with it. And after that's feeling, because I mean, feeling is all what the sound and the harmony is. I've always played from feeling. Like I can jump in with people who are playing and start to feel it out, and then, you know, there it is. But, you know, and time is you've got to just. I mean, with musicians, I believe that time is something that you accept as natural. You know, you got to kind of have that. I mean, you can learn, because you'll start to get it, and maybe you don't necessarily just have it naturally, but you start to learn the different times or whatever. And that's, and like I said, all this stuff is translatable. I mean, you put this into three-dimensional art, and you think about, you know, time in a kinetic structure, you know, or maybe just, like, comets passing each other. Like, those aren't art forms, you know what I mean? Like, two bodies flying or two forms at this speed or whatever. What would that sound like, you know? And what would that color be if it was, you know, whatever, you know, I love playing jazz. I've got a buddy who plays piano and his name is Brian Thomas. He's a cheeky little fellow. And we have a buddy over in where is he at? The UK now. He's LD Larry. I'm sorry. It's like 10 or 11 o'clock here. I've been up since like 8 and I was painting a mural all day.
Oh my gosh.
Like 2-4 foot. And I forgot to wear my respirator yesterday. So I was like, I was spitting out paint this morning. I was like,
you know. Okay, so
I was like, I wore my respirator.
I was thinking about that too. Okay, so my list is growing. It may be a 7-hour show tonight. You may be here until 6 in the morning, Randy, but we're going to get through it. Okay, no, so you have a buddy over in the UK, and what's his name?
His name is Lawrence Davis.
Okay.
Yes, Larry. I call him Dirty Larry, and he reminds, you know, I like the Three Stooges, but I don't know if he finds it funny. He's UK, he's always messing with me. I'm sorry, I almost use an expletive. But anyways, you know, I miss him. He's been gone, and he's a guitarist, and he's awesome. And I had this younger guy, he's about, I think, maybe 20 now, and he plays piano. He's a magician on this piano, you know. He's just like Buddy Holly. And Capote had a son, and just, and he's a musician or something, you know. But his name's Brian Thomas, and, you know, I like to sing sometimes too. So, like, sometimes they would just start, you know, making a rhythm or a riff or whatever, and I'll just get up there and start freestyling. And sometimes we would find some interesting stories and passages and you know, patterns, and you know, we had to bounce off. And the thing is, that was the most interesting, was working together and trying to bounce off each other. It's one of the hardest things in the world. It's always been easy for me as an artist to try to tackle a drawing or a painting, because I was like, the only one I have to rely on is me and my body. And, you know, I can lock myself in this room with an armed guard, you know, probably, you know, and say, you know, and just get this done, and, you know, we'll have some time, you know what I mean? I can hold this down, but you know, when it comes to like working with people, you got to get on, you got to harmonize. And that's interesting, you know, just trying to do that.
So, okay. So we really, honestly, people, we really are going to talk about Randy's art here in just a minute, but I'm just so caught off guard and now fascinated by your music and the fact that you sing. So are you a good singer? Is this something, did you take any singing lessons or did you just pick this up as well?
No. I just did it for fun because, like, we needed an extra element, you know, another texture. And we need, you know, voice is a nice way to throw everything in the background and then let it all pop forward again, you know, sometimes. And it helps people who are playing instruments, you know, I don't know, get excited. I think it's like a firework sometimes. And it also with guitar or drums or everything like that, like, you need that push and pull, the dynamic. You know, sorry, it is late hour.
This just comes so naturally to you. But the conversation that you make is extremely valid. It's like, you know, the same concepts resonate in art as it does in music, and it's just a matter of you know applying it, to that particular genre. Well. Let's start talking about your art. You've got a ton of stuff that you've been working on. Kind of catch everybody up to date on what's been happening this summer for you.
Wow. Well, let's see here. I was hanging out with this awesome trumpet player from this local band named Chameleon. You know, their tagline is, "We'll cover anything," right? It was cool. So I'm living there, and I'm working on these paintings and doing drawings. And then, you know, I'm running around. I was trying to plan some sort of a tour for the summer, and it's so hard because it's all me. You know, I wear all the hats, and I have a lot of hats, but it's just not the same. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's tough. It's hard, you know. If I'm drawing, I can't be talking on the phone. I can't, because I really concentrate a lot of energy on whatever the expression is coming out as. So, you know, I'm thinking about a lot of stuff, and so it's tough, you know. So I do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of drawing. You know, a lot. And I'm trying to think. I've been working on this mural. This mural is almost done, and I've been like 4 days, and I got like two-thirds done, and it's awesome. I mean, it really looks great. I had a couple of friends who have been really, like, helping me out, and, you know, I love them for it. They're like team freaking Randy Mojo. Like, they're my mojo right now. Like, I'm like, oh, listen, I want to give up. No, you're going to paint. I'm like, okay.
So, no, what's your mural of?
There's some scenery of Jerusalem. It's for French church, the local church. They put on a drama of the life of Jesus Christ every Easter.
And so is this going to be a mural stay up, like, you know, many, many years, or is this something they're going to use for a show?
Yeah.
And
they're going to use it for probably at least a decade.
Wow.
The music director over there is a good friend of mine. He's an awesome musician as well. This dude, like, I just hang around him, and I can just feel the song that's in his mind. He doesn't even have to play it. Like, you know, you can just feel that hum. And he's, you know what I mean? He's like, I love him. He's a good guy. So he got me on this project, and I said yes. Because normally, like, it's a really big project. It's really, really hard. It's really intense, I'm not going to lie. And it really took me out of my comfort zone. It was really big. It's the biggest thing I've ever tried to paint. But, you know, in 4 days, I covered, like, 15 feet, and that's awesome. And, I mean, as long as I'm set up and I'm ready. Like, you know, that's the thing. I mean, there's a bit of a learning curve with everything that you do, because everything you do, if you're a true, like, I don't know, what do you want to call it, like a revolving or like a revolutionary being, is kind of new. It's different. You're always changing. So, you know, you find these things that you're comfortable with, and then you remember those. You master that area, whatever, that song, that tone, whatever, that volume, and you do it. And then for me, each project's different. Like, okay, well, next, you know, somebody might ask me to sculpt a picture of my dog smoking a cigar or something, you know, like, all right, you know, I'm going to do it, but, you know, it has to be 20 feet tall, and I want that smoke to actually roll out of there from some kind of, like, you know, infinity, you know, I don't know, natural gas that's stuck into the Utica shale down here. Like, how can we do that? Like, I know it's possible, but, you know, I'm extreme. Like, I'm very, you know.
Randy, do you have a favorite mode of expression? Because it sounds like you're easily, and I'm going to tell you, that just makes me so mad, because you do this so effortlessly. But you have so many different mediums that you excel in. Do you have a favorite that you like to work in? Do you like to, you know, like either paint or sculpting or, you know, playing with your dog or the guitar, or, you know, what's your preferred art?
You know, it's really funny. You know, I really love music. I think I love making music. Music is the most, I think, enjoyable. Because I don't know what it is. I always did that in between doing art, because art, or like fine arts, because I've always been doing fine arts since ever, you know, I was a little kid. We all start drawing. You know, Picasso once said, you know, everybody starts drawing. They're okay. The hardest thing is to keep doing it or whatever. And it's really true. But the truth is, you know, when you draw a picture, it's almost like, you know, I'm going to talk about time again. It's almost like it's a moment. You know, there's an element of time, but it's the moment that you spend on it. So you can see all the time that's into it, but at the same time, it's a moment that's captured. It's timeless.
Yeah.
You know, and music is interesting because it's fleeting. You know, it's time that's like you're just floating off like smoke. You know what I'm saying? I love smoking cigarettes. You know, and, you know, I'm not going to endorse them, but, you know, they've always worked for me.
Yeah. Well, and so where do you find inspiration for the work that you do? Because the reason I ask, you know, some people only do sports, some people only do flowers, some people only do whatever. But if I go to BernardStore.com,
I mean,
you've got a whole host of different things.
A lot of my stuff has been commissioned. People ask me to do something, and I'm like, well, yeah. You know what I mean? There's really nothing I've ever said no to. But I mean, like, you know, again, there's things that I'm like, well, I can't do that. You know, I don't have the capabilities. You know, I should have probably, you know, got myself a warehouse to work on this mural, and it would have been done in a month. You know what I mean? Whereas now, like with this, like, you know, I didn't negotiate that into my terms. It, you know, things get complicated. But where it comes to, like, for me, inspiration wise, you know, unfortunately, work and love and, you know, and passion become this thing that one of my musician friends, I feel like, is best explained as like the mashed potato effect. It all gets put together, and so you gotta like find yourself in the middle of it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you don't want to lose the passion for what you have because you've got to make enough money to eat, you know, or enough money to get some wood to make your fire by your tent or whatever
right.
it is, you know. But you know, the truth is like, you know, I love what I do. Like if I were to die tomorrow, I want to know that I painted today. And that's honestly the truth. And I don't care what it is, like I'm trying to get done with so many big things and so many little things in the middle, and just anything that I can, like music, songs, any way that I can. Like, I don't try to like pass up an opportunity to make something like that, even if it's just random, like passing, sitting under a tent with like some guy cooking ribs out of his place, and he picks up a banjo, and I happen to have my guitar in the trunk. You know what I mean? I'm not going to pass up that opportunity. And some of the best moments I've ever had were made like that, and I could never, you know, you can't pay for that. You can't. That's not a retirement plan. That's a life plan. That's what you do in this moment. That's all you got, you know?
What? I admire you so much. You don't even know. I mean, because those words just ring so true. So do you find that you, because you are so capable, that you hinder yourself sometimes because you spread yourself across so many different platforms?
Well, I know the limit of my time. My time is what it has been, like I said, I'm going to keep coming back to that, because when we talk about what I do, it's like, you know, I've spent a lot of time doing this, and I know it because I've been with me most of the time. I've been with my dog, Bella, who, you know, unfortunately didn't, you know, she's gone, but, you know, and we got a new dog. I'm like, yeah, you know, and I've been drawing her. I mean, I look back at all these drawings and stuff, and it's like, you know, I see the progression, and I know, you know, what it is, and as far as, like, how it's applicable is what I think is most interesting to me. It's like I took industrial design classes at the Art Institute of Pittsburgh too, and I took illustration courses and painting courses down at Savannah College of Art and Design. And you know, down in Savannah, it was, you know, I loved the school for the fine arts. Like I really learned a lot from those professors there because they were professional artists, like, you know, like fine artists, you know, drawing, painting. Like, man, hell yeah, you know, it was good. And then the thing is that honestly, I learned a lot, but it wasn't enough for me. Like I didn't put myself in a position where I was I didn't jump out of the ship to try to swim. I didn't know anything about industrial design, but I knew how to apply art to it. And so I understood it from the outside looking in, and I almost failed all the classes. If not, I actually did fail. It's like I learned a lot. You know what I mean? Honestly, I took these classes just to understand what they were trying to
sure.
What their applications were, you know what I mean? And I sucked at all those classes. Down in Georgia, I was like eighth in all my classes, making kids tell me, hey, will you please not draw a nice picture next class because you're making us all look bad. I'm like, how do you know that? I make friends. I'm like, what, should I not draw? I'm like, this is hard. Like, I thought I was supposed to draw good. You know what I mean? My dad's going to kick my butt if I don't draw a good picture. You know
right.
what I mean? The professor wants me, what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? This sucks. I hate the competition, you know, but the competition makes us want to be better, even if the competition is just between you and yourself, you know, if
yeah.
it's like, I want to be better than who I was, you know, then you're always changing, you're evolutionary.
So, you know, going to your website, BernardStore.com, you have some black and white, you know, it looks like sketches, and then you have full-blown art projects that are on there. And the picture that I really like is the fourth one over. It's the picture of the couple. And it's like, that
uh-huh.
picture just comes to life for me. And I'm sorry to gush over your work here, Randy, but, you know, does that come easy for you to be able to just, like, bring that to life?
Yeah, that's pretty easy. For me, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know. I try to approach it differently every time, almost, just to make it interesting for myself. Like, all right, you know, I did it this way, but why can't we do this? And most of the time, it works, but, you know.
I don't.
Drawing realistically is kind of easy. It'd be cool. I don't know.
Let's do this. We're at the halfway mark for the show tonight, so I'm going to play a commercial for Rainbow Brew, a sponsor for the show. When we come back, it's more with artist Randy Bernard. Everybody, enjoy some Rainbow Brew.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
There we go. So now our commercial endorsement is taken care of for the night. So Rainbow Brew, they're out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And this is the craziest thing, Randy. I've never thought of Minneapolis as a place where I'd grow coffee beans, but they grow the coffee beans right there and grind them up, and then they ship them out all over the world. It's the craziest thing. But they've got this huge following. So welcome to, you know, Rated G Radio, Rainbow Brew. So back to your art here, Randy. You have been working on this mural. You mentioned that you had a buddy that works at the church that was bringing you in on this. You know, how does an artist like yourself that specializes in all of these different techniques find work, or how does work find you?
All the time. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's always either you go looking for what you want, or, you know, the fish is jumping the boat with me. I mean, it's like, you know, I throw them out. I'm like, nah, this one's not big enough.
Right.
I mean, I hate to say it like that, but the truth is, like, you got to survive. And, you know, if this is what I'm going to do, and this is what you want, this is what it's going to cost. And the logistics just get kind of crazy. You know what I mean? People are like, well, can you, well, we want this 16-foot by 15-foot mural, and, you know, and that's where I'm at. I mean, like, you know, and I don't know. How much pain is it going to be? 100 paint, 100, you know what I mean? Like, the concept of money and all that stuff, I can kind of get lost. And I'm like, you know, I know it's going to take what it's going to take. It's going to take a lot of paint, you know? And then so, like, it gets, you know, budgeting, and I do it, but I tell you what, I hate it, you know what I mean? Because it's just, it is what it is. But,
well, that's the artist in you. You know, you don't want to be the businessman behind it. Do you price out like a mural by doing like by square foot, or do you do by project? How do you come up with your calculate? And I'm not asking what you
that's
charge,
what
so that,
I
that's
know.
Not coming into
right.
the conversation, but just, you know, how do
yeah.
you approach it?
You know, with drawings and paintings, it's a little bit easier, you know, and that's what I get most of my work commissioned for. Most drawings, like right now, 16 by 20s, I charge about $700 for a drawing. Now, and that's for a fully rendered, like, pencil drawing, and I usually approach that with a white background and then fill in the value. But, you know, I have all these different types of styles that I kind of like to dance around into, and I'm, you know, trying to sell, you know, separate those at different, you know, styles to sell is kind of tough sometimes. And people, you know, they'll come to you and say, you know, they'll show you the style that they want, and you got to stick with that. I mean, if you're like me, if you're a multi-style kind of, you know, artist in the two-dimensional sense, fine art. So, like, murals are tough. You know, you got to take into consideration all your paint, everything up front, and you got to get paid for half of it up front, because that's, you know, just custom, that's natural. I mean, it's been like that since, that's just, you know,
Ever.
You got to understand
yeah.
how all that works. And, like, you know, you got to budget all of the stuff into a contract and write it and get everybody. I mean, a big job is a big job, and it's that way in business, and a handshake is not going to work. So, you know, if you're an artist, you've got to, it's almost better to go to business school, because truth is, if you're an artist, you're going to be an artist. And you are an artist because everybody's an artist no matter what. It's just, you know, like I said, it's the approach. Whatever you're approaching life, you're the artist of your own, you know, future. But
and so did you take business courses when you were going to school, or is this something
I had to learn all this on my own, man. It was like crazy.
Oh,
I'd be like, well, look, I'm gonna go down here to this festival, I'm gonna draw people. I'm like, all right, what do I, you know, I mean, and I would just approach it from a complete trench artist, is what I tell people. Just, you know, I just jump in, and the thing is that I just was able to keep swimming, you know what I mean? Like, honestly, I've been doing this forever, and I love it. You know, I love it. I love the experience that I get, giving people an experience with, you know, whatever this is. It's fun for everybody. I love it. You know, it is really hard, like, but it's worth it.
So what has been, like, a major life lesson for you, both good and bad? You know, can you give me, like, a story on each that you've learned that's made you both either better as an artist or better as a businessman?
Too many. Well, I think...
Okay.
I don't know. There's like not really one good one. Failing always sucks. Like, you know, the thing is, I think that really helped me was starting to remember that, you know, failing is not really failing. You're just learning. You know what I mean? Like, don't consider everything like a bad experience. Like, okay, it did not go the way you wanted it to, but you're going to walk away from this a little bit smarter, and that's called the learning curve. So, you know, next time when you approach this, which, you know, you got to be smart enough to walk away so you don't, you know, die in battle. You know, you can win the war by, you know, the next battle. And your intelligence, you know, basically, you know, it's just what it is.
You make it sound so easy.
I'm like, what time is it now? Is it like 11 yet? I don't even know what time it is over here. We were painting all day today.
About 10:35. So
I talk about this stuff all day long, like to everybody, Garrett. Man, I love this. You know what I mean? I love it because I bounce ideas off of people. And like, if you think I'm wrong, you say, Randy, I don't know about this. And you know, I'll, you know, but this is my perspective on stuff. You know what I mean? This is how I see it, how I think about it. This is raw. I don't have a piece of paper in front of me. I don't even remember what questions you wrote that you were. I was like, oh, you get home, look at the computer. I didn't make it home. I was walking back from where I was working on the mural the last 2 days, dude, and it was like 4 or 5 miles. So I'm like hiking. You know, people got the Fitbit. I probably walked 20,000 steps.
Oh my gosh. So now you've been working on this mural, and then what's happening in Chicago, and then what's coming up for the rest of August for you?
All right, yeah. Well, I'm going to be back in Chicago for another Italian festival that's run by the Onesti Entertainment Group. They are a group or, I guess, company. This guy, Ron Onesti, runs this awesome company. He brought me up there last year and dressed me up like Da Vinci because I'm left-handed. So I sat there and drew people like Da Vinci all day for 3 days up there at the Italian festival on Oakley Avenue. Up in Chicago. I'm going up there on Addison Street. They're having an Italian festival this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I believe it's Centennial Park. The times and stuff are on my Facebook. You can tell people to go there if they you know, message me, like, what school, blah, blah, blah. But needless to say,
if I wanted to go to that festival, Randy, what would it cost me to have you draw a picture of me or draw a picture?
It would be $30. I'm doing this color, it's a color, what do you call it? A color ink style, man. I've been developing it this summer, and I love it. I've got it at a point where it's really unique, and I know it, and I'm taking it up there, and I was up in Chicago in 2008, and I was doing a black and white style, and I was selling it for $30. This is a steal. I'm not going to lie to you. So, you know, if you want to throw me an extra $5 for a pack of smokes, like, that's cool, too. You know what I mean? Like, you know. Maybe a sandwich. I mean, I'm always down for, like, bartering, too. Like, you got, like, a guitar and you want a drawing. Like, you know what I mean? I can make you something nice.
Right.
You know? Or maybe you got, like, a cool place somewhere to stay, like, in Florida. Be like, Randy, like, you know, I'll make you a painting. You know, just talk to me. I'm like, well, all right. You know?
That sounds like a deal. Yeah. So, now, you're doing this in color this time. What kind of materials are you using?
I have Sharpie markers. And I have these, like, flare pens. They're, like, big flare pens, which I really love. I'm trying to think of the colors. Almost like an 80s pop color. Green, yellow, orange.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a triad, a tertiary sort of color scheme. I like them. I got yellow. I like the yellow because I can see the yellow, and I lay out the basic form of the person. And I've been really practicing my gestures. I got, like, you know, my quickness down. I've really been trying to get faster. But also keep my grace, because it's hard, I think, to find a medium between quickness and grace when it comes to, I don't know, maybe. But needless to say, so I find, like, you know, the shapes, the forms, and, you know, work out the match. And then, like, when I go back in and have the dark lines, I already got my line right there. I'm like, you know, I'm good to go. So I think that this is going to be something that's going to, you know, be pretty neat. I mean, it's color as compared to, like, you know, the black pen caricature artists that don't, you know, just
right.
Use the black outline and stuff. Like, these pads are going to be unique, and I love it. I mean, and I've got a couple other markers that are just, you know, sort of vivid or bright, but when they all mix together, they start to create their spectrum and sort of zing off each other so they fall back or push forward. It's pretty cool.
Wow. I almost want to fly to Chicago this weekend and have you do a picture for me. So I'll have to figure out how to make that happen some other time. So how long does it take you to do a particular picture? And do you get tired?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you do it with a smile, right?
Yeah. You know, I love it. You know, I wake up and I sharpen my sword all day. I get kind of upset when I don't draw. So, like, you know, it works for me because I love it. So, needless to say, when I'm sharp, when I'm on my thing, I got about 15 minutes and I can get you something good. You know what I mean? You give me two people, about 20 minutes, 25, I put you together. You know, and this is, I'm talking about quick sketches. I mean, I can even get faster, about 10 minutes to some people, depending on the light, if the light is right, especially with the angle of how I draw, because I'm left-handed. I've been trying to train my right arm, but the truth is there's just the way the certain angles that you can draw or that you can move your hand are just more natural with either hand that you draw. You know what I mean? But they're mirrors. Yeah. I don't know how to explain that, but you know what I mean? Needless to say. So a lot of that depends on that. And we try to control that environment by bringing a spotlight. So it's like, okay, I know that, you know, my mark is generally to the left, and it starts as its ascension from the bottom to the left, you know, upward or whatever. So, you know, you set your light up so it comes to the right side. So you got your shadows, you know, coming down that way or whatever. Either way you want to, if you want to bring the light side of your hatch where you let it get soft, where you bring it away, you know, that then you want to go towards your light, you know, or however, you know, there's and you can approach it different ways, but you got to keep it depends on, you know, you got to, whatever box you're going to go into, you got to stay into it when you get there, you know, it's hard to explain some of that stuff, but, you know.
Well, I think it's very exciting, and if, you know, and what's the name of the event again in the festival? Plug it one more time.
It is the Little Italy Fest West in Chicago on Addison Street, and it is on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, you know, I'll be there all weekend. I believe it starts at 12. I'm 12 on Thursday. I don't know the times, but you know, 12 on Thursday. There's a link on my page. You can come to it, or you know, I really don't know the times. I know I'm going to be there all weekend, but I know from noon till whenever Sunday's over. It's probably drawing people when I'm not even at the show, to tell you the truth. They usually have to shut me down. Like, all right, the bitch, you can't draw anymore. He's got to go to sleep.
He's got to go. Yeah, give the man, you know, a little
piece
of
bread. I swear to God. I had people fighting last year. I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. I was like, listen, there's a list. Did you sign the list? Like, what's going on? Like, what example are you giving your kids to? I'm sitting trying to draw. You're yelling, who's next? I don't know. You know, it just gets crazy sometimes because,
wow,
you know, it gets hot.
So what are you going to be doing the rest of the summer and the rest of the year? I mean, I say summer. Every summer is winding up in a lot of places, but it's, you know, I'm in Southern California.
Absolutely.
Summer lasts until December. So what's on deck for you for the rest of the year?
Well, for me, I am actually after Chicago. Hold on one moment.
Yep.
Is this still on? Sorry. Okay. I had to make sure. Let's plug in. I'm still here. Okay. Basically, after Chicago, I have perspectives. So I could basically go east, west, south. I haven't decided yet. To tell you the truth, I have an opportunity in Cincinnati, or I could go to Portland, Oregon, possibly Denver. I'm trying to think here what the other one was. I think there was one in Florida. And I'm trying to decide on that. You know,
can you do
all four, or
is that crazy?
That would be nice. I don't think I could. I think that's the thing. So those ones are all location-based. I think, you know, it's like, where am I going to be while I operate? I think those are all location-based. I don't know really. And the truth is, like, dude, I want to go to the beach. I'd rather go to Venice Beach and just, you know, chill.
Yeah, well, you can come out to Huntington Beach. I'm 4 blocks from the ocean. I walk to the beach every day, so you can come out here.
I was thinking about doing a plein air trip. I don't know. I've almost got all my commission work done, and I was looking at some easels and stuff, that, like, folded up like a briefcase. I'm like, well, that's pretty Bond, you know, James Bond. I don't think I can roll out and deal with that for a few days and come back with some, you know, currency.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, if you're doing and I'm just going to call you Da Vinci now because that's, you know, you have that label for the Chicago Festival. But if you're doing these like Da Vinci types of things, you know, is that something that would interest you to take on the road, or when you're, you know, going to Portland or Denver or Cincinnati or these places, or these like big mural projects?
Absolutely.
That you can take?
You know,
okay.
This is this was actually the promoter's idea. Funny story, I actually called him out of the blue. I had done a festival with him in 2007 or 2008 when I was a young buck, probably, 21 maybe. And, I went up there to Chicago, and I grew, and I think I paid to play at that one. And then I started advertising myself as a, I made a lot of money. I'm not going to lie. I made a lot of money. Ron was young then, too. Anyway, I had his number on this paper, and I was going through a couple years, last year. And I was trying to set up my summer, some kind of a summer tour or some gig. And so I thought, hey, I worked for you a couple years ago, had a lot of fun, did pretty well, this is what I'm doing. And basically I was advertising myself as an entertainer, and it's that I like art entertainment. I like being around people. I don't like being alone in a garage with a ton of, walls to look at.
Right.
You're going to do some much better stuff, and it gets kind of like lonely. Your dog there. It's like, hey, but needless to say, so I enjoyed doing that, but I called him and I was just like, hey, and he's like, well, you think you can do, impersonate the Vinci? And I was like, maybe. I think we can pull this off, And it was just so random that he said that, because I'm like, I actually could probably do this. I started growing my beard, right? And it was big and bushy and nasty. I'm like, whatever. And I kept telling my parents, I'm like, that's my Da Vinci beard. They're like, you got to shave that thing. You look like a homeless person. It's like, no, it's for a gig. I'm getting paid to draw this, or to grow this.
Oh, my God.
It was hilarious.
So now, because I haven't seen pictures of you lately. Do you have your Da Vinci beard back?
No. Well, I've got the 5 o'clock shadow.
Okay.
Like, as far as like the young Da Vinci look, of course, I am only 29, so in a sense, I am kind of just a young Da Vinci.
You're a baby, exactly, young Da Vinci, barely out of diapers there. So that would be cool. Well, okay. So if you go to one of these major cities though, what type of project or projects would they be commissioning you to take on?
As far as these things, well, that's as far as Cincinnati goes. It's like a wintertime job. So from November to Christmas time, I would be working out of a store that sells art, and I would be trying to draw the crowd in by drawing people for the holiday time, like sort of a, quicker sort of thing. But I think about the truth is, man, I just want to get out of. I love Ohio. Don't get me wrong. I went to Columbus for the art festival this year because I was drawing people there, and I love this. But I there's the whole world. I want to get out there, and I'm trying to get out of. I'm holding off. That one's a definite. So, if all else, I'll be in Cincinnati doing that, basically drawing people inside there.
I think that
I can't remember what mall it is either.
Well, I don't know. So if you could go anywhere.
It's all networking,
Of course. Well, it's all who you know. But if you could go anywhere, Randy, where would you like to go next?
Well, that's a tough one. You know what I mean? Everywhere? Is that a place?
No, it's not. Yeah. I'm going to pin you down. If you had to pick like one place to go spend like the next 3 months, what would you like to do?
The next three months. That is a tough one. I think I would actually go to Paris.
Wow. Great answer. That'd be the perfect time of the year to go is right now too.
I was actually, there's a guy, his name's Glenn Vilpu. He's an artist. I think he's like actually acclimated to be a master and stuff. I wanted to go draw with him in Paris this summer, and I think he was actually supposed to be there drawing animals. I love drawing animals. I love drawing my dog. I've been talking to him about it. He does that. And I love Paris. I love the whole history of Paris. I think it's great. I know that the Louvre is there, and it holds a lot of knowledge inside of it. I'd like to go and, take a look and see what it has.
So, Well, I'm sitting here stumbling because I've got like 50 things to ask you, and we've got like 5 minutes left. As an artist, Randy, when you get ready to do something, whatever medium it is, what do you hope people get out of it? Whether it's you're doing your Da Vinci things or a mural or something like that, what do you want people to feel when they're either looking at or taking home a piece of your art?
Everything's all reactive, and you want them to have a good reaction, and that's about it, depending on what you were trying, when it comes to art, when I'm doing it entertainment, I want, or, in the entertainment art, I want them to be I want them to have a good experience. I want them to enjoy themselves. Like if they're sitting there and I'm drawing them, I want, you know, to talk to them, maybe make them laugh and capture that smile and put a twinkle in their eye. Or, you know, maybe there's a song playing in the background and I somehow, you know, there's a picture of Dean Martin or something. I could put that in the background and it's Dean Martin playing the song. The person's going to look at that picture like, oh, you know, and they're going to remember that and they're never going to forget that. I was in Barnes Griffier hanging out with one of my cousins, Joe Smorto. He's a writer and you know, like me, we're over here in Appalachia trying to make it happen, and everybody's like, why are you trying to do that? Because we love it. You know what I mean? Like, what's it,
right.
It's not going to make your day any different. What do you care? It's like, you know, I'm trying to be a Boilermaker. I'm trying to write. You know what I mean? Like, hey. But, you know, needless to say, I was at the Legion hanging out with one of my other cousins, Megan, and her mom, my aunt, was like, draw this guy. Draw, you know, she was asking me to draw through. So I would just draw them on the back of, like, the coasters that had, like, the POW system on symbol on the back, and she would hand them out. They would love it. It would just be like, you know, a 5-minute, 10-minute sketch just to capture the essence of, like, good thought or spirit or moment or whatever. And I love that. Capturing that moment, a good moment.
So, okay, I'm going to have two questions for you, and I'm going to stick to that because otherwise, again, we're just totally off course, and I don't want to do that to you because, number one, I have to keep the show at an hour. I can actually go longer, Randy. You won't care about this. I can go longer, but when it's broadcast in the UK, I need to be right at an hour for their airtime stuff, so I'll have to shut the show off whether I'm done asking you questions or not. So I'm going to have two more for you. What's the biggest roadblock you've ever had in being an artist?
Money. I mean, that's, you know, because if I had all the tools, I could probably make anything. I really believe that. I mean, given the right amount of time, because time is an element here that we always have to take into consideration. If money was an element, I mean, like, I probably wouldn't have to, you know, I could spend money on food. Food wouldn't be an element, like all that stuff, you know. I don't really worry about that right now. Food seems to be there. But, you know, as far as tools and stuff, it's like if I just had a place and money, just not to, you know, I could build a spaceship. I don't know. I could do anything. I feel like. I mean, as far as that, I mean, when it comes to spirit, you know what I mean. Like, I know that whether something is, if I can do this or not, whether it's right or wrong. Intuitively, that's how I do approach everything. Very intuitively, I know, like, to accept the fact that, you know, I am not the best thing in the world. I'm just a man. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. You know, this isn't the grand story, and you might end up losing, but. You know, it's not the end fall. You know what I mean? And whatever, however you want to approach it, you got to approach it from the heart. I mean, you know, you got to use everything you have. I feel like the best tool you ever given was your body, your mind, your soul, your heart. You know, and that you with all those things, you can accomplish anything. And you know, I mean, I may not have a Bridgeport in a 3D printer, so I can't. You know, I can't make myself some kind of crazy cool sculpture that has some inlays that you can't just carve out with a sand blaster or whatever the heck they use to make engines. But, you know, I can think about it.
Very good.
At this point.
Well, I think you're very talented, Randy. And for everybody who is listening to the show, we've had the fantastic artist, Randy Bernard, on the show tonight. His website is bernardstore.com. So go check that out. And my last question for you of the night is for fans or your clients or anybody who wants to get in contact with you from a social media standpoint, how do people find you? I know we've talked about bernardstore.com, but what about your Facebook or Twitter or Instagram? Are
right,
you on,
yeah.
on those?
You know, I'm working on that stuff. I'm kind of, you know, it's tough for me because, you know, that's the one thing I've been working on. My email is the best place to get in touch with me because it is always there. You know, I don't lose it like my phone. So,
okay.
You know, and I always look at that. As far as my website goes, I don't think it has
And what's your email
there,
then, Randy?
It is R Bernard, BERNARD, like the dog, art@gmail.com.
rbernardart@gmail.com. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
If somebody messaged you, just, yeah, give that.
Okay. I'll definitely do that. So, okay, for everybody who's listening who didn't write that down, rbernardart@gmail.com, or send me a note, and I'll get you in contact with Randy.
Or find me on Facebook. You friend me. I'm pretty cool. You know, I'll give you a chance, you know, at least one. You know, I'm like, man, this person's kind of, you know, I'll befriend you, but, you know, don't take it too personally.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I say the same thing. I said, like, if you're listening to the show and we're not friends, friend me. Just don't be weird. If you're weird, you got to go.
Right.
You know,
there's a professional point here, right? You know, if you want to talk to me in person, you got to talk to me in person. You know, just talk to me, but be what's the word, like civilized or be like a little bit intelligent. It's not that you can't be, you know, you can't practice any diplomacy. Like, what are you going to, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just don't be weird. That's the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. Well, Randy, it's been a pleasure having you on. I'm going to let you go so you can get either get something to eat or sleep or drink.
I know about that time. I don't think I've had dinner. I was like, man, it's starting to wear down, isn't it? All right.
Yeah. So thank you very, very much. I certainly appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. Good luck in Chicago for your Da Vinci event, and you know, keep me posted. And if there's anything I can do for you in the future, just give me a shout, okay?
All right. It's good to hear from you.
Hey, thanks, Randy. You take care. Everybody else, I want to give you a big round of applause for hanging out with us tonight. We're going to have a little song by, I say a little song, it's the song we're going to play Friday. It's the Show Stealer of the Week by Jordan Adams. But this is the brand new song from him that is burning up the charts in the UK. It's called Hold On. And then we will see you live Wednesday with Psychic Reb Fisk. Make sure to call in at 6:45 if you'd like to get your question on the air. She'll answer one question for free. That's a bargain. Here's Jordan Adams. Hold On. Thanks again to Randy Bernard, artist extraordinaire, for being on Rated G Radio. Have a great night, everybody. Don't drive distracted.
So many years I've wasted, the bitterness I've tasted was feeling so far from home. Confused by expectations, my heart was weighed down. But light shines, the brightest in the dark. Thank you.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.